Well, we come out of bluegrass like a cannonball shot out of a cannon. And we didn't know where we were gonna land when we started flying like that, but when you fly with the Free Mexican Air Force, you know, one day you will land. And so we landed square back in the middle of the bluegrass, and would like to play you a song that I had the great fortune to write with the father of bluegrass music, Mr. Bill Monroe. And we played the Grand Ole Opry one Saturday night back there in the psychedelic era. And climbed aboard this old bus we call the Blue Goose. It belonged to Ernest Tubb, had a bunch of geese flying on the side of it. But being a bluegrass bus, now we soon renamed it the Bluegrass Breakdown. And we'd leave Nashville about midnight after the Opry and drive all night. We got up to, we're heading for Bean Blossom, Indiana, home of the Brown County Jamboree. And we'd ride all night until we got up to Horse Caves, Kentucky, and the old Bluegrass Breakdown lived up to its name. And we were stranded out on the highway there, outside the old bus, very quiet bus, and standing there at sunrise next to the father of bluegrass music. And when you stood next to Bill, almost any time, but especially at sunset or sunrise, you could hear what he called the ancient tones. And Bill walked up to me, he said, "Pete Rones, you listen good to this, and don't you ever forget it." And we put this one together. This is The Walls of Time.